Welcome to www.therfpsuccesscompany.com. RFP success never happens solo. As a small business, you dream of having the budget and manpower to have a solo RFP team. We get that. But just because your business can't support bringing on a full-time RFP team doesn't mean you have to go through the RFP game alone. We are here to help you do better, win more. Meet the RFP Success Institute. Have access to all of the processes, systems, checklists, and knowledge that Lisa Riorek and the RFP Success Company bring to their one-on-one clients at your fingertips. Plus, with Live Borrow My Brain office hours, you can borrow Lisa's brain with all of your specific RFP questions, allowing you to maximize every RFP your company submits and in turn maximizing your ability to get the yes. If you are tired of blindly trying to win at this RFP game, keep scrolling to learn more about how the Institute can help you in the business. Do better. Win more. Expert advice. Proven results. Our fearless and ridiculously fun RFP Success Institute leader, Lisa Riorek, with 25 years of RFP knowledge behind her, the RFP Success Institute founder, Lisa Riorek, knows what it takes to get the yes. Working with both the private and public sectors, Lisa intimately understands both sides of the table from an examiner perspective as well as the submittal perspective. Her unique vantage point coupled with her love of strategy, systems, and simplicity has garnered her clients the following successes. 6 out of 6 submittal wins in 9 months. 80% increased RFP win rate. Improved efficiencies and productivity. Decreased team stress and turnover. Improved team dynamics. A 7-time author and national speaker trainer, Lisa is passionate about helping businesses win business by breaking through the RFP blocks that stop companies in their tracks. With her latest book, the RFP Success TM book, she breaks down the tips, strategies, and TDAs that most businesses miss when submitting RFPs. RFP success goes beyond just writing an RFP response. Successful RFP responses require systems, strategy, resources, and a total team effort. We help you master everything from the writing to creating the right team atmosphere. Below are just a few of our current course offerings. Plus personalized support. Besides having 24-hour access to the RFP Success courses whenever you need them, Lisa Riorek and her team have your back too. Monthly Borrow My Brain office hours with Lisa herself. Monthly expert interviews with industry leaders. New courses added monthly. Submit your specific issue and get a direct response either as a new course or live on Lisa's monthly office hours. Pricing. Here at the RFP Success Institute, we are passionate about helping every business win the business. This is why our one-year memberships cost less than a cup of coffee a day. $997 for a full-year membership. The RFP Success Show, formerly Winning the Business Radio, is a bi-weekly radio show for the newbies to the know-it-alls when it comes to sales, strategies, systems, and submitting RFPs. Because let's be real, you can never know enough on how to craft a successful strategy, system, or RFP. You will master your business and bank account. 7X author, Lisa Riorek, and her guests share with her audience tips, tricks, and real-world advice that will give your business real results. IP039 Identifying Your Differentiators for the RFP with Lisa Riorek. What differentiates you from the competition? If your answers involve years of experience or passion for what you do, it may be time to rethink your strategy. Listen in as I share the difference between baseline expectations and true differentiators and learn how to identify and express what sets you apart in an RFP. IP038 If at first your RFPs don't succeed, get feedback and try again with Carrie Cowden. If bidding on RFPs is a business growth strategy you're considering, know that the process is not without challenges. Listen in as Carrie Cowden of Connect the Dots Promotions explains how her team suffered through the disappointment of 8 unsuccessful proposals and find out how they leveraged storytelling on number 9 to get the win. IP037 Getting the Most Out of Microsoft Word for RFPs with Jen Parkinson. If you've ever put together an RFP that is hundreds of pages long, you know the pain of formatting glitches, consistency issues, or losing hours of work in a crash. Listen in as Jen Parkinson of Billion Dollar Graphics shares her ninja tricks for mitigating the risks and getting the most out of Microsoft Word. Pamela Williamson, COWBC West. Are you a certified woman business owner? Have you ever thought about becoming a certified woman business entity WBE? Do you have no idea what I'm talking about? Come join me as Dr. Williamson talks all things certification as we learn the why, what and how of WBE certification. Unlock the power of human potential. Jerry Houston, CEO with HPI Solutions. This week, we're talking to Jerry Houston, CEO of HPI Solutions. HPI Solutions focuses on unlocking the power of human potential in your organization. Hiring and retaining the right talent is always a challenge in our businesses and on our RFP teams, and he's going to give us some great insight into how to get the most out of our hires and our existing team members. Relationships and your RFP game. Tish Times, sales and networking expert. Responding to RFPs is not just about the response itself. It starts long before the RFP is released, and your success can depend on how well you've built relationships with the buying team. Sales and networking expert, Tish Times, shares her strategies for reaching hard-to-approach connections and how to build a successful networking strategy to support us in our RFP efforts. Top secrets of success for entrepreneurs. Coach Dan has logged over 14,000 business coaching and consulting hours and growing. He has done 14 successful startup businesses and over 400 business turnarounds and is the six-time recipient of the Focal Point International Brian Tracy Award of Sales Excellence. To sum up, Danny knows his stuff. Turn your passion into profit doing what you love. Ollie Craig, international consultant and strategist, is the host of Apple TV Success Network's latest reality TV hit, Fix My Brand with Ollie Craig. She can also be regularly seen on national television shows across the country and has been featured in the Wall Street Journal, New York Daily News, and the Denver Post. She's a powerhouse and you won't want to miss this interview. What makes a successful and winning business? We are pleased to introduce you to Carrie Cowden, President and founder of Connect the Dots Promotions. Carrie has a totally fun business where she provides businesses with awesome products that create a memorable experience around their brand. Requests for proposals aka RFPs can be boring, let's face it. These bulky and intimidating requirements can be overwhelming, intimidating, and leaving you wondering where to start. The RFP Success Book is written for the newbie to the know-it-all when it comes to submitting RFPs. Because let's be real, you can never know enough on how to craft a successful RFP. Lisa Rierich shares with you her 25-plus years of tools, insider secrets, and real-world strategies that have had her clients winning RFPs time and time again. Now you can experience the ease, clarity, and increased yeses that come from RFP success. Please buy my product. No, I really mean it. Go out now and buy my product. Sadly, this technique of simply asking your customers to buy from you generally doesn't work for most managers. Instead, we have to be waiting in the wings until our customers decide that they need what we offer. When they do, they more often than not release what is called a request for proposal or FP. We are expected to create a response to this document that talks about what we offer, and if the customers likes our response the best, then they'll buy from us. What can we do to make the customer fall in love with our RFP response? Time for some role playing. If you are going to want to get your proposal selected by your customer as being the best out of all of the proposals that they have reviewed, then you are going to have to get ready to do some role playing. All too often when I talk with managers about how they think that the customer will view their RFP response, they tell me I don't know or, how should I know? If you don't know how your customer is going to be reviewing the responses, then how can you hope to create a response that will grab their attention? Screw this up and it's not going to look good on your resume. The first thing that you need to do when you are engaging in some role playing is to realize that nobody on the customer side ever volunteers for this vendor proposal evaluation duty. This is going to take a lot of time and effort, and they have other jobs that they still have to be doing. However, somehow they get drafted into doing this, and so they want to get it over as quickly as possible. Next, you need to realize that nobody will ever read your RFP response from cover to cover. Rather, what will probably happen is that all of the responses will be lined up together and the team will go through each one section by section. Your response will be read at the same time that all of the other responses are being read. The customer's goal is to be able to determine which response best meets their needs. Finally, you need to realize that the customer does not know anything about what you offer. As they evaluate multiple vendors' responses at the same time, everything is going to start to blur together. It becomes very hard for the evaluation team to keep things straight: which vendor does what, which feature did they all decide was the most important. Most evaluation committees will look to their natural leader on the team for guidance as to how to proceed in the evaluation process. How to stand out in a crowd. As a manager, it is going to be your responsibility to take all of this information into account when you are creating your RFP response. Your goal has to be to create the one response that will stand out from all of the other responses. No, this is not going to be easy to do, but the good news is that with just a bit of planning you can make it happen. The first thing that you are going to want to do is to make sure that you correctly respond to the RFP. What this means is that you need to understand that the review committee is going to be trying to conduct an apples-to-apples comparison between the different vendors. If you don't answer the questions that they have asked you, or if you do in a way that makes it hard for them to compare your responses to the other vendors, then they are going to start to think negatively about you and your response. Finally, you probably know which companies your product is going to be competing against. Use this information to your advantage. What you want to do is to include in your proposal response suggestions for how the review committee can evaluate the different proposal responses. Tell them what features are really important, the ones that you do well, and tell them which features don't matter as much, the things that you don't do as well as the competition. What all of this means for you: when a customer decides to purchase a product like yours, it would be most helpful if they would pick up the phone and call you in order to place an order. However, this rarely happens. Instead, what happens is that the customer creates what is called a request for proposal RFP and sends it out to all of the vendors that they believe can provide them with the type of solution that they are looking for. As a product manager, you need to understand what the committee that will be evaluating the proposals will be going through. This should almost be on every product manager job description. They will want to accomplish this task as quickly as possible. They won't read your response cover to cover like you did. Instead, they'll read each section at the same time that they read the response from the other vendors. Finally, they'll struggle to keep each vendor's response straight in their minds. You need to help them out by including in your proposal response suggestions on what is important and what is not. You just might be surprised at how grateful a RFP evaluation committee can be if they feel as though they are getting helpful advice from a vendor. Don't try to sell them when you are giving them advice, they'll see right through that. Instead, be sympathetic to the situation that the evaluation committee finds itself in and offer suggestion to make their job just a little bit easier, and help them to select your product. Feast or famine. Dropping a poor request for proposal RFP into the marketplace will have one of two effects. If it is too generic, the reaction will be similar to dropping raw meat into a piranha tank. This gives the buyer a pile of boilerplate responses that are difficult to evaluate because they are so dissimilar. Nothing is tailored to the buyer's needs and many irrelevant options are included. The price range will be all over the map. The result? Minimally, you face lots of wasted time and frustration. In the extreme, your company reputation can be damaged in the marketplace. So what's an eager buyer to do? Respect the process. Producing, issuing, and evaluating the responses of an RFP is a project worthy of serious effort. It requires planning, focus, and expertise. I know that's not what you want to hear. We typically loathe planning, process, and discipline. I have been known to go up and down a ladder several times just to change a light fixture. Why? Because I don't take the time to plan what I might need while I'm up there. Going through a good process, however, is the best way to produce a good product, or RFP, in this case. A clear and compelling statement of purchase intent will get the attention it deserves and command the respect of the best suppliers. Please visit our site to www.therfpsuccesscompany.com for more information on RFP training.